and welcome to the 26th episode of OMG Craft. You have no idea how much I wish I had a bit of trivia about the number 26, but I don't. Nothing interesting happens on the number 26. It's a fact. Also, those lights behind me should not do that. They should do that. Perfect. My name is Chad Johnson. I hope that you are ready for some crafting. If you came here to learn how to knit some mitts, maybe some kitten mittens, I'm sorry. I've come to the wrong place. This is a show about Minecraft. I'm sorry. OMG Craft is a Minecraft show. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, wow, do we have a fun episode for you today. I am going to be covering some map-making tools. One very big map-making tool, World Edit. I can't wait to get into it, because once you learn this tool, you can do magic when making amazing things on servers or with your friends. It is best map making tool out there, and it is complicated. Well, it's not, we're going to make it not as complicated for you, but it is very big and very, very, very detailed. But before we get into World Edit, we have to, of course, do the news. So, this week, Mojang gave us a snapshot. This one doesn't have a lot of fixes in it, but there are some cool things. First off, the reason that there aren't a ton of, say, amazing, cool-looking updates for me to let you know about is because they are working really hard on the new lighting system. If you are unaware, Minecraft has some buggy lighting, to the point where it can lag your game, it can create really dark spots that you may have seen these dark spots in game that you have to throw torches on. It can also create dark spots when there are already torches that were added into the world through the generator. So if you're in, say, a stronghold and you come across a torch on a wall, it might not be lighting up the blocks around it. There's some weird stuff with lighting glitches in Minecraft. So they're working on a new lighting system that should completely overhaul that. Now, this lighting system actually has not been implemented. In fact, you can tell that they're working on the lighting system because of the the photo that they like to add a photo that sort of tells what they're working on. See, I'm working on the lighting system. This looks like it might be the new system. But they haven't actually implemented it in this snapshot because there are still some things that need to be optimized in it. So I don't really have anything to show you as far as that. But some bug fixes that they have done are nameplates on top of mobs now will not be in a fixed position. There's kind of a bug where it stayed in a fixed position. Also, in this week in YouTubers Complain and Mojang Fixes Their Problems, we have two fixes. Seth Bling noticed that you couldn't include the at P and at A and R commands in the team stuff. So in a few specific things with the team stuff, so they fixed that. Was placing maps in item frames, and they get a little bit like Z sharing with the back, you know, a little bit flickery. That's been fixed. So if you are a prominent YouTuber and you complain, you don't even have to submit a bug report. That is the best thing I could ever hope for. No, I'm kidding. Also, this week, unrelated to the snapshot, the Raspberry Pi edition of Minecraft has been released. And, hey, it's free! So, this is Minecraft Pi edition, which is pretty cool. This is more similar to the Pocket edition than to the normal game, to the normal PC version of Minecraft. So if you happen to be a Pier or a Pi developer, or maybe if you just enjoy Pi in all its forms, you can enjoy Minecraft Pi Edition I like it because if I ever do decide to get into Raspberry Pis, and if you're unfamiliar, if you're like, Raspberry Pi? What are you talking about? I like pie, but what? With Minecraft, does that make any sense? A Raspberry Pi is a development platform where you buy these little boards, similar to like Arduino boards, and you can program them. And they have like USB interfaces, so you could plug in some USB stuff and program it. So that's what the Raspberry Pi is. It's a development board, sort of in a kit, so that you can help program for this this piece of technology. So I'm excited because if I ever get around to learning how to develop for the Raspberry Pi, you better believe that I'm going to be putting some Minecraft on that immediately and trying to figure out how to get that all working. But that is neither here nor there. Also, if you really badly want to get all of that snooper data that I talked about last week with the cool visualizations and I showed off this sort of map where it shows people connecting to servers all across the world in real time. Well, you can do that, and it's available on a torrent. It's only, you know, 12 gigabytes of data at the moment for all of your stat-making needs. 12 gigabytes of snooper data for you to use. So go ahead, run on over there and download it if you please. Now, this week, that's it for news, by the way. We're done. I'm calling it. No more news happened this week. Probably something else happened that we probably didn't mention, but we're just going to say that we covered it all of it, okay? This week, we are going to talk about World Edit. This is for the map makers in the audience who want a tool to edit your maps on either – you can do this via multiplayer servers, which is really useful, or via there's a single-player mod as well. I'm going to be showing off the multiplayer version, so I'm actually going to be joining a server and playing around on that server. The reason I'm showing that off is because there are map-making tools – for single-player situations like MC Edit, that's, you know, an incredibly powerful tool. But to be able to edit the world while you're still in-game using gigantic amounts of commands and batches of things that you might want to do is sort of difficult. And World Edit does it amazingly. It really does it in a just great, and it looks so elegant. It's like, oh, so it's so, so awesome. So I'm going to be covering the multiplayer version of World Edit. First, we're going to go over how to make selections, because that is can be a little bit difficult. Then we're going to get into what you can do with those selections, some special sort of arguments that you can give those selections. Then we're going to go into brushes and foresting and all sorts of other stuff. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and join my Minecraft world here. Inside this world, of course, we have the official OMGCraft referee Cheeto. Is it Cheeto or T2? Yeah, Cheeto is in here. No, who knows where he is? He's probably off making a house at the moment. So with World Edit, you do a lot through both commands in chat and then also using tools that are in your hand. So to get the very first tool, a very, very basic tool in the chat, let me go ahead and show you that so that you can see that. I'm going to type in //wand. And this will give me a tool to start using World Edit. This is the very, very starting point of World Edit. This tool is really useful when trying to select groups of blocks. So let me show you how you do that. You walk up to a block, and with your left-click button, your normal normal button that you use on a mouse, you can go ahead and hit that block. You can see that because I'm in creative mode, it destroyed the block, but WorldEdit is smart enough to put that block back into place. So this will happen with all of these blocks, even with the grass block. And then you have to drop your wand on, I'm kidding, that's not a step. So you smack a block, it'll disappear, just like because you are in creative, and then it'll actually put it back. And you can see in chat, it's telling me that my first position is set. What that means is that WorldEdit is, I've sort of placed a marker right on that block that I hit, that is my first position. Well, if you have a first position, you need a second position. So I'm going to walk a little bit further away. And instead of left clicking, I'm going to right click. And you can see second position set. Now, I'm not actually swinging at the block because I'm just left clicking, but you can see that the tool does sort of go away there. But there we are. How WorldEdit makes selections is in a diagonal. So over here and over there, that's actually created not just a line, but a square. And let me show off that square. That is the amount of blocks that I selected when I walked over there. So this was the first one, and the second one was over here. So you can see that it makes a selection in a diagonal. And if I try to break under this, you can see that it has stopped. Didn't mean to break that, but there you are. That was the selection. So that's the first sort of thing that you theory that you have to get down, is that when you make a selection, you're making a selection in a diagonal to make a 3D object. This is also a really good starting point as to see what WorldEdit can do, because I just created this block of stone out of nowhere. Here, one second. I haven't set that up to automate that yet. I can also remove this stone. Or I can, and I'm just going to show off some things, and then we'll get more in depth on all of the things that I'm doing. Or I can say, replace the grass with, let's say, gold. And there we go. Now the grass is now gold. I don't have an actual block of gold. I have just replace the grass with gold. These are some of the things that WorldEdit can do. So let's start to get into a little bit of the a little bit more arguments. So this tool, this wooden tool, is one of the ways that you can select areas. There's another way to do it. If let's say I really wanted to create a really tall pillar, but so I set my first position here, but I want my second position to be way up here. And I really don't want to tower up blocks so that I can just hit one of them so that the tower can be created. There's another sort of feature. If you type in // HPOS for position, and then 2, that will actually set your second position. And you can do that for the first position as well. So let me just show you what that didn't do what I wanted. First, second. You know what? I'm not going to do HPOS. I'm just going to do POS. There we are. POS 2 is that is what I wanted. HPOS. What is H position? Is, oh, where I'm looking at. That's correct. So that's the basic position command is POS 2. But let's say I wanted a selection over here, but I didn't really want to fly over there. I can do the exact same thing, which I actually had already done and confused myself, by hitting H position, which it does it based off of your crosshairs. So let me first undo this set rock, and then let me do another set rock. So way over there where I was looking now is the other position. Now you can also do things like I have this area selected, but I would like it to select the entire chunk. If you didn't know, Minecraft is divided up into large areas of chunks which contain all of their data. And I want it, let's say that I really want to make my selection either the chunk I'm, let's just say the chunk that I'm standing on right now. So every single block within this chunk. You can do that by doing / chunk. And now it has selected this entire chunk. Let's go ahead and set that as rock. And it may take a while. There we are. So this entire chunk, and now you can even see how big a chunk is, has been changed to be rock, all the way down to bedrock, all the way down to void, to all the way up to the build limit. So that's a really nice, quick way to select an entire chunk. Now, you've already seen me doing some features with setting my selection to be a certain block. And that's very easy by typing out / set. Now, what are the things that you can set? Well, just about everything in the game. So let me go ahead and make a smaller selection so that we can just sort of show off some sets. I don't know why my game is being so weird. But let's go ahead and set this as something else. Let's say wool. And what's nice is you can use normal English commands like the word wool instead of typing out the ID of wool. For those who didn't know, the ID of wool is, I believe, 35. And I can make that a different type of wool by changing the secondary ID. Now, let's say, and just to show off, I can set this to, you know, crazy stuff like torches or, I think I spelled torch wrong. Yep. And then it sets it to torches, or I can set it to, let's say, what's another crazy thing? I don't even know if beds will, yeah, wow, it sets it to beds. We got lots and lots of beds. That's really cool, actually. I had never tried that before. You can, anyway, you get the idea that by using the set command, you will create that area of just that item. Now, you can also, let's say that you, wow, all the beds broke at once. That's pretty crazy. I need all of these beds, all of them. Yeah. I'm the bed connoisseur. I have so many beds. Okay. it's amazing that each one of those half beds turned into a full bed when it broke. But let's say that you wanted to find a block ID like wool, and you didn't know off the top of your head what that block ID was. You can use a search feature to find that. So I'm going to search for wool, and it gives me the ID number is 35. Let's say I wanted pistons, and I can just type out PIS, and it will give me lapis, because that is also has those letters in it, sticky pistons that are extended, pistons that are moving, that sort of thing. I can also search for, let's say I wanted a whole bunch of different broken rocks. So let's look for cracked. And now we have it looks like mine track. It looks like there isn't anything for cracked cobblestone, which is what I was looking for. Let's look for cobblestone. Looks like we have mossy or stairs, netherrack. So these are some of the things that I can use. Sometimes not everything is able to be put down. So let's go over a few more things. I've kind of screwed up this area with all the beds and that selection over there. So I'm going to do something that is really nice. If you've just gone crazy and you just want to get right back to basics, you can do / region, and that will, I need an N, and that will regenerate the area. And it looks like it actually regenerated all of the area, not just the area that I was selecting. It may have actually regenerated the chunk that I was selecting. So there's that. Also, let me get into replacing blocks. You saw me do this earlier where I made a selection, and let's just say I just want to get rid of this tall grass right here. I don't actually want to get rid of the grass block, but that tall grass, man, is that just freaking making me mad. So you can use a replace command. And tall grass. And I'm going to set that, because I just want to delete it, I'm actually going to set it as an air block, which in World Edit is zero. So I can get rid of all the grass in my selected area. That's a really easy way to delete an area, is just set it to zero, just set it to the grass block, and or set it to the air block, and you won't have this. Now, you can do this with a lot of stuff. So you can replace either one block or a few, and so, like, let's say I want to replace the grass, but you know what? I don't want just one thing replaced it. Let's say I want sand, stone, and sand. And what did I do wrong? From block to block. Replace from block to block. I think I can do it this way. No, that's not right. I thought I could put down a comma. Okay, well, I know of another... Oh, you know what? I know why. Because let's do sand. There we go. I had a space when I needed an extra comma. So what this did was it replaced the area with 50% sandstone and 50% sand. Now, this actually you can use this to your advantage. Let me go ahead and use the set command instead of the replace command. And let's choose a few different blocks. But let's say I don't want just a 50-50, 50-50 distribution. So we'll set this for 50% cobble, let's say that, and you can use the command 50% cobble, and then you can, let's say I want 25% iron ore, and let's say I want 25% gold. Let's just go crazy. Now this has created an area that has that that argument in it. And so this is really, really useful if you're trying to either, A, create a cool design, a cool pattern, or if you are trying to sort of spread out a resource in a given area. And this argument will work later when you are trying with either... We're going to get into brushes later, or some other things. So some final things that you can do with selection before I move on to some more things is some more arguments are, let me go ahead and set position 2. Some of my favorites are walls. So you can do //walls, and let's make it wood. And now you've created sort of a wooden wall structure. This is how I start most of my houses in World Edit. It creates out a hollow cube with the ceiling and floor removed. I really like that one. And let me think if there's any others. I think that's all of my favorite things with selections. Let me see. I want to see if... Regen. //. So that's a good point, is what I just did was I typed in /regen instead of //, which means that World Edit is looking for the command //, not the not the normal slash command. So it looks like it will regenerate some things that are based off of the chunk and some stuff that is based off of the... So it looks like, see, that grass is being replaced, even though that wasn't in the selection. So it looks like some things are chunk level when you hit regen, and some things are selection level when you hit regen. That's a good thing to know, because that threw me off. I thought it was selection level, but I could see that it was doing stuff to the chunk. So now let's get into some other things that you can generate. You saw me generating those walls, but let's get into some of the other harder stuff that you might want to generate that you don't want to do on your own. Let's start off with, let's say, a cylinder. Cylinders are really, really, really difficult to make in Minecraft, and World Edit can really help you out here. You can do that. You don't even need the wand tool. You can do that by just typing out slash slash, and it's a shorthand for cylinder, C-Y-L. Let's go ahead and choose the block that we want. Let's go ahead and say rock, and then the height that we want it, and let's say 5. And this will... Sorry, that was the radius, not the height. So that created out this cylinder below me. I believe... There we are. So if you go ahead and fly up, it will create another one. And if you want to do... You can also make a... Oh, sorry. I'm confused. I forgot that. So the first one is the radius. The second one is the height. So let's go ahead and do 5, 5. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to use... So what I just did was I generated a cylinder that I am now stuck in. World Edit has... let me get rid of all of my inventory. World Edit has a few tools to help you get through this. One is a compass. So if you grab the compass and you right-click, you will be teleported outside of the thing that you are stuck in. So you can teleport through things. So if I right-click, I'll actually pass through this cylinder to the other side. If you single-click, you'll actually teleport to the face that you're looking at. So I can teleport back over to that, and then I can teleport through it if I right-click, just like that. There are some things that are in these strings that I'm making. There are a few things that are required, and then there are some things that are not required. So, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But let's say, man, I'm really glad that we made this cylinder, but... I kind of want it to be hollow. Like, I don't want to sit here and break out this cylinder. Well, World Edit, to your rescue, there is a hollow cylinder command. And instead of doing the normal cylinder, you type out H cylinder, H-C-Y-L. And this time, let's make it really tall because we won't get stuck in it. So let's make it 50 tall. And there we go. Now we have a super, super tall cylinder. We can even, before we leave... Let me go ahead and make another cylinder, and let's set the... and instead of flying all the way through, I'm going to use another World Edit tool. I'm going to teleport through this thing, and let me jump up to the top of it. So you can see I've created two cylinders within each other that are both hollow. This is really, really, really useful when you are trying to make either towers or what have you. Now, just for fun... I'm going to go ahead and make another cylinder. Let's make this one out of wood. And let's say, let's not make this one hollow. And let's see if, there we are, good. I was like, did it not make it? So now I have sort of a little bit of a floor. I'm like sort of creating a tower here inside of my cylinder. This is a really good start to the Citadel, which will be taking over the landscape slowly, but surely. Okay, cool. So that's one thing. Of course, if cylinders are difficult to make, you know the next thing, and that is a sphere. Spheres are also very difficult to make. So let's say the next thing that I need for my citadel is a dome over here. A dome of gold. It needs to be a mountain of gold. So, yeah, bah. That's what I was thinking. So to make that, instead of, there is no shorthand for this. You're actually going to type out sphere. And just like in the first one, your first argument is going to be the block. So let's make this one. Let's go all crazy. Let's make it out of diamonds. And, well, it's just diamond. And let's, then your next argument is going to be the radius. So the radius, you know, let's say is a good amount. Let's say 4. Bam. I've created it. Let me zoom out of it. And now I have a sphere of diamonds. You can even make this floating. So let's go over here and just kind of float around, make another sphere, teleport out of it. And you can see that it is a complete sphere. Now, I love these spheres of diamond. Actually, I don't really love the floaty diamond. So I'm going to use another command. I'm going to use undo, //undo. Allows me to get rid of it. And I believe I can even do it again to get rid of that one. Aw, poor guy. He's breaking. Now, let's say, you know what? I really, really, really like those diamond spheres. But, of course, I need an I need some sort of terrestrial bubble to keep all of this land perfect when I try to pollute it. So I'm going to make another sphere, but this one I'm going to make hollow. And you can do the same thing as you may have guessed. You can put H in front of it. And then this time, let's make it glass. And let's do a radius of 40. I believe 15 is my limit. There you go. 15. Let's push it to the limit. Let's do 64. Wow. Okay. So I did make a, so 64 blocks away. There you are. Big old dome of glass. So these are some ways. So you can see just how powerful world edit is. I didn't have to put down a single block and I made a huge, creation here. That is really, 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 really useful, and I can try to push it to the limit. Now, some things that are good to note is World Edit does tax the server system that you are using, and if there are other people playing on the server, these large edits can take up a lot of memory. You can also crash the server if you are, you know, doing too much crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So let's get into a few more things. Let's get into some forestry. How about that? Let's say that I wanted to create a forest, but of course I definitely, World Edit is probably the best at making things that Minecraft is hard at making. Instead of going into the game and putting down logs and putting down leaves around you, you just want them to be generated for you. So you can do forest gen. And then you can, the next one is the size. So let's say 30 blocks around me. And then you can do the type. So let's do tree. And the density. So let's set the density to 2. And here we are. Now we have a whole bunch of trees in my area. Let's say, you know what, that was not what I wanted. Let's do undo. Let's do another one. Let's do 0.5 density. And now they're really, really spread out. See that? So the higher your density number, the closer they will be. So let's say, let's go crazy. Let's do 20. Bam. That's right. So many trees. Oop. I got to teleport out of these trees. So many trees. And you can see it is a forest. It is a crazy forest all up in here. And that was really, really easy to make. Whoa, the gods are angry. There's such a forest. Luckily, my glass dome will stop all of the rain. Heh heh. Going back in my glass dome. That's right. We should do that for all of our shows. You can push this in a... Okay, gosh, calm down. You can create different types of trees, as you may have assumed. Instead of using the tree command, let's do the swamp trees. So, and now, these trees, oh, you know what, I realize there's too many trees on the dance floor. Let's get rid of these trees. Okay, let's do 2. There we go. These trees. Oh, I thought these trees would have vines. Or they're little vines. Okay, well, I assumed that they would have vines. But obviously, I was mistaken. Let's undo that. We could do, instead of saying swamp trees, let's do, let's say bushes. Wait, actually, I don't know if bushes will work, but let's say pine. Pine will be obviously recognized as pine trees, right? Those are pine trees. You don't even get these in the normal Minecraft game. Now let's do birch. We're going to make a crazy forest. And now we have birch trees. And these are little fat birch. Look, we've got a fat birch tree. Oh, these are two birch trees that put together. I was confused by that. But yeah, anyway, so that is creating jungles in your Minecraft world. Now, that is crazy simple compared to what you would have to do. Now, quickly on the last forestry side, you can make also pumpkins by doing pumpkins and then the size of my area. So let's do 20. Oops, // pumpkins, not just // pumpkins. And make sure that you're spelling pumpkins correctly. Pumpkins. Pumpkins. Pimpkins. I'm spelling pimpkins. And now you get pumpkins. Look, they're all over. And once again, you're editing in the game with friends. Super awesome sauce. Now, how far? Oh man, we are way into this game. So let me cover one more thing, and then we will be done. Brushes. Brushes are super cool because they allow you to directly edit the world. Let's say you wanted to put down a tree, but you wanted it in a very specific place. You didn't want it just scattered amongst your world. You need more control. You can do that with brushes. In order to get a brush, go ahead. The brush is applied to the item that you're holding. I like to use these hoes. In fact, I like to use these weird golden hoes or wooden hoes because you're never, ever, ever going to use them in the game. Most likely, you will just create stone or perhaps iron if you are extravagant. So what you're going to do to create your wand is you type in // wand, and then you give a brush. Sorry, I'd like to call it a wand, but that's because that was what the first thing was. Let me also toggle downfall. Hooray! Feb? Toggling. This world is named Feb, apparently. You are going to create a brush. So slash brush. And then the area that... I'm going to go ahead and do this as a sphere. Then you are going... You can either set it as hollow or solid, and that's where you would put this argument in. You do slash H if you wanted it to be hollow. And then you do the block type. So let's make ours out of redstone. Ore. And how large it is. And let's make ours 5. This is a radius of 5. Oop, what did I do? Sphere. I said sphere, not sphere. And let's go down to the ground. And if you right-click, bam, here we are with our redstone contraption. And you can zoom through this. And this allows you to put stuff into the world using a very, controlled sort of application. Instead of just standing somewhere, you can go up and hit something with it. I like to do this with sand, so let's change this to not be hollow and make it sand. Oh, of course I can't do that to that. Bam. And then you can create sort of, I like to create mountains with sand using this technique. And let's bring that down to 2, and you can create little small little sand things with radius of 2, just like that. And you can change the size of your brush really easy without without changing the whole thing. So I could say size 6, 15, radius 5, and that sets it to much larger. Or you can say get your item back by doing none, and now you have unbound the did I keep my hollow sand on? Oh well. And now this is just a normal old golden hoe instead of an actual brush. So finally, I don't really actually have anything to show you off these other commands, but World Edit has a few other things built in. It has. Let me go ahead and bring you images because I have images to show you. You can do things like drain water. So if you have lots of water in an area and you just want it gone, you can do //drain and then the radius of your selection. And you can do that with lava or water. You can also fix water. So if you've ever been in the situation where you've tried to fill in an area with water, but man, did it not work out, and you want to fix it, this is what the fix water command does. So you can see that it's all kind of flowing down into the ocean there. If you do //fix. Fix water, and then the radius, it will do that. You can also do that with lava, but the command is, sorry, not //, just /fix water. The command with lava is /fix lava, and then you would give it a number, which is your radius. You can also do that same thing with snow to frost an area over. You can do that to get rid of snow. The command for that is thaw. So the command for snow is just /snow with a radius. Thaw is /thaw with a radius. And you can also do it to get rid of animals in an area. Let's say you're trying to build with friends and there's a cow who is all up in your grill and you don't want to go get a sword and kill all the cows that are in an area. You can use the butcher command to kill all of the friendly mobs in an area. And finally, one of my favorite commands here, let me actually go back in game to do this. And this is useful if your friends are being mean or if they just have they just don't like your creation or whatever. First, let's go ahead and light some stuff on fire. And so you can see, well, man, I have worked so hard on this forest, but it's just going to burn down here. Well, what you can use to help out your situation is //EX, and that stands for extinguish, and that puts out the fires. Here we are. Same thing. I just want to show you just how amazing this is. I actually don't know if that's going to go inside of this or not. Oh, I can't get in. LOL. It's like, why can't I go up anymore? Ew. Once again, that is EX to extinguish all of these fires. You can even add a radius if you only wanted them extinguished within a certain block amount so that you don't... I just realized that I wasn't zoomed correctly. But anyway, EX, bam, it's gone. So... you can use that to make sure that your server doesn't get griefed when you give people world edit commands. I hope that this has been useful to you. There is so much with world edit. We actually haven't even covered absolutely everything. If you would like to, you can go to... there is a world edit wiki at wiki.sk89. Q.com. SK is the people who they create this. They have a whole bunch of really amazing mods and plugins for servers, and click the world edit area. and you will be brought to the World Edit Wiki with all sorts of information. There's other videos. There's other tutorials about how to get all up into World Edit. I hope that you have enjoyed this tutorial on some map making skills with World Edit. That does it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Huge, huge thanks to Cheeto and T2, who always help me out every single episode. We have some good news. The show is actually moving to be an official Twitch show. For those who didn't know, the space that I use here at the Twit Brick House has been kindly lent to me to produce this show every week. But now I'm going to actually have an official Twitch show. It's going to have its own Twit page and everything starting in April. What this means is we're actually going to do a whole bunch of changes, and we're hopefully going to make this show easier to digest for you guys. So it'll be a brand new revamped show starting April 1st, but we still have 6 episodes until that day because there's a lot of transitioning stuff to happen. So very, very, very excited. But look for all of those changes happening on April 1st. You guys subscribe to the current feeds. Shouldn't have anything to deal with. Everything should be seamless on your end. But the show is going to change just a little bit for the better, I hope. Big, big thanks to everyone. Go ahead and if you want to Minecraft yourself, you can go on over to mc.twit.tv where we have an official Twit server and play on a Twit Minecraft server. It's family friendly. It's really nice to play on and have some fun. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to mention, for anything, for links to all of the things that we talked about in this show, you can go over to omgcraft.com/26. This is episode 26 of OMG Craft, not 27, if you're me and think about that. Go and check out all the links. Cheeto and T2 make amazing show notes for you guys. Also, if you have any questions, send it on over to mail@omgcraft.com. And I personally read it, and I don't respond to all of them, but eventually we will have another mailbag episode where we will answer your questions. Thank you guys so much for watching the show. I will see you guys next week on another episode of OMG Craft.
Hey, zombie. Valentine's Day again. No cards, no flowers, nothing. I don't know.
What the Jesus Christ.
No. Bad zombie.